I think first half was bitty, both teams scrappy. It was a poor game, to be honest, in the first half. Poor goal from us to give away. But I felt we were actually in the ascendancy when we were coming on top, and ever in the moment where Matty gets sent off, and I've watched it back, and it is not a red card, absolutely not a red card. And on top of that, I've watched it back again. We've had an absolute stonewall penalty turn on my handball. So, as you said, key moments in the game, we weren't as good as we can be, far from it. But there were still key moments in the game that turned the result in our favour.
Your players seemed to have an issue with their first goal, whether it was a play or not. So you're viewing that, and then on the sending off, I mean, you're saying it's not a red card. Does he need to get involved at all there?
No. I've said it to him. Don't get involved. Like, it's petulance from Matty. There's no doubt about it. But you have to actually look at the incident as well, and it's not a red card. He's silly to get involved. Our discipline this season has been exemplary. It's been very, very good. But there's no doubt about it. He's given them a decision to make, and he sent them off, and I'll never know why. But and then we have a penalty shout that he doesn't give, so but we weren't at our best by any stretch, but it was definitely key decisions within the game that swayed it in their favour.
And they score the second goal within minutes of sending off. Is the tie over?
No, absolutely. I'm not giving up on anything. If you look at we have the best away record in the League of Ireland. As it stands at the minute, we have the best away record in the League of Ireland. And it would be interesting to go out there and get the first goal. And the big thing, if you can see the third, it's done. We didn't. So we need to go over there with the intention of trying to get the first goal. And hopefully we grow from that. But I'm not ruling out anything.
Can you put your finger on why you didn't play to your potential? There's a couple of chances you had, but just weren't struck well. Or?
No, there was no real clear cut chances. There was a lot of bitty stuff. We got a lot of free kicks around their box, crosses. Should have had a penalty. Shane, another penalty incident I've seen them given, but the pitch didn't help us. Extremely dry. We weren't allowed to water the pitch. Apparently, so the pitch was extremely dry, and it was a scrappy game, and we've come out in the wrong end of it.
Were you disappointed where you were talking about that you wanted a special European night, but the tempo, the pitch probably didn't help you. You just didn't get going.
No, we didn't really get going, and I felt our best period was just before Matty got sent off, and we've players coming back from injury and stuff like that, and you could tell, and we just weren't at our best. But in saying that, I think I'm not giving up on anything whatsoever. I think if we go over here and play the way that we can and get our noses in front, then you never know.
I suppose we're aiming at, as you're saying, at the fight square of Derry. 2-0, you're saying the tie is over, so the positive is Derry can play a whole lot better out there next week. And when Ryan Gray don't come on, he showed what he's about. He seemed a little bit of a threat when he did get on the ball.
Aye, Ryan was good when he came on. He gave us something different. He was direct, worked hard, and to be fair, the 10 players that were on the pitch for the last while worked their socks off. If we had went chasing it and been cavalier, then they would have opened this up and got another one. So we had to stay in the game and try and break on them once or twice, but it's not a great performance from us, but I don't think the tie is over, and we need to believe that the tie is not over and go out there and put in a massive display and try and do something a bit special, I suppose.
I was worried that you asked for a hostile atmosphere from the fans, and you got it tonight.
Aye, the supporters were were brilliant and they stuck with us right to the very end. I think it was clear that we were up against a good side as well, and they've been around. I think they lost the playoff last year to get into the group stages, so they've been around the block and a lot of really good players. But we know that if we click next week and our best players perform to their capabilities, then we can do something drastic.
You already mentioned your away record. Is it a bit more pressure off away from home that turns out this season that they've done well away from home?
I don't know. I think I can't put my finger on it, but our away record's very, very good. So hopefully that can continue next week.
Any clarity on Toll's future? We read from the story that emerged earlier in the week.
No, there's been a bid that's been rejected, I believe, and I haven't heard anything since.